time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. So main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey. We about to go.
But with the mixtape shit, we gotta look at this at amateur fighting, my nigga. That's not a real
bro,
album.
Bro, I can't discredit that. He didn't have albums, nigga. Biggie only had two albums. Niggas don't say nothing.
Everybody get.
What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal, Viral Gang? We back at y'all with another one, man. We turning the heat up. I told y'all we in here every single day dropping high-level content. Y'all know what's going on. It's your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, a.k.a. the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. And I got the squad in the building. We got LBC Messiah the Great here to lead the way. We got Show 5200 LA Zone. You already know. East the deal, bro.
Man, what's happening, man? Green things mean things. I'm going to just tell y'all that. When y'all see the green on, just know it's going to be a good one.
Green things mean things. Y'all already know what's the deal, that money green. Hey, but we done had the industry turned up off that man. Nip and Quick conversation, bro. Man. People going crazy. And shout out DJ Quick, because even though we was debating and, you know, bro had his own opinion, however it swayed.
Let me say my piece, because y'all was with Quick. All I'm saying is I wasn't disrespecting Quick. Shout out to Quick. Like bro said, he is legendary. In my opinion, like I said, Nipsey was a better artist. Y'all be throwing all this producer stuff in there. That wasn't the topic of discussion. Yes, he's a great producer. And then y'all compared Dr. Dre. Is Dr. Dre better than Nip at rapping?
Well, no, all I'm saying is shout out DJ Quick, because he don't get a lot of flowers. So even by having that conversation and bringing his name back up, and circulating through the algorithm.
It makes you go through the catalog. Yeah. Huh?
You feel me? Yeah. It's making a lot of people go through the catalog, because I woke up today on the way to the gym and
I'm slapping Quick.
Party.
You see what I'm saying? That rhythm, bro.
He wasn't just slapping Quick. He had to go down and really remember, like, damn, Quick did have some hits. It wasn't like I woke up and Quick was on his mind type shit.
Now
you have to revisit it and remember. I guess the nostalgic stuff, it makes you really embrace certain artists. Like Quick as an artist, you do embrace. Like he's great. He's been great. But you forget the greatness over time. But what I'm saying is people compare certain things and it's like, oh, you can't count errors like they're trying to do Mike and Jordan, but y'all count Pac in every error. So don't say you can't count errors when it comes to rap music.
That's them saying that.
I'm not saying you. I'm speaking to them. To the motherfuckers that been.
Right, because you're going to compare Kobe to Jordan and you're going to compare LeBron to Jordan in different eras. So if you're good, you're good. That's just all it is. But Short, you had a question that kind of sparked my mind just now. Should we count mixtapes as albums at this point? Because we know for a fact a lot of people make albums and call it a mixtape because they don't want the sales history put on a resume. Like 50 told Nip, you know, the secret is you put the music out, but don't attach the album to it or to your resume, because that's how the labels negotiate. So if you don't have no album sale history, they can't lowball you. But you can still be putting out dope music and get building your catalog up to where now the ball is in your court in the negotiation.
Yeah. I was taking it as like with the mixtape, it's kind of like an amateur fighter. You build your name up, you get your street, you know, you get your street cred up for being so hot. And then once you're ready to blow up, you know what I'm saying? You put that work in. Now you're ready to deliver that album. I don't think mixtapes considered as album sales. I don't think you should really recognize it. I think it as somebody that's just building their craft. We can recognize it. We can appreciate it. But at the end of the day, that's still not their own original beat that they're doing. That's not their own original producer that they're using. They're using someone else's beat to get your attention. Then they spin their bars, and we'll pay attention to the bars, but that's still not theirs.
What if it's all original?
Let me kill this off, because for one, if we think about the, like you said, the heirs, this is the only thing that separate the heirs, because we had to go buy CDs when Jay and them and Nas and them was hot. But okay, we count some of Best Weezy era, based off of his mixtape. Let me finish talking. Let me finish my point. Is what I'm getting at. We count some of Weezy era as the best rap that he's produced from 08, and he went on that run. And then now we're in the days where people just drop singles. They don't even drop albums. Albums is not as important as they was before. And even lo and behold, even if we count albums, Nip still dropped a classic album. These artists that people be referring to as albums don't even be dropping classic albums. Like, that's like taking away Fabulous Soul tapes or There Is No Competition. Shouldn't I not count none of that?
No.
That's some of his greatest music. I know what we're saying. We comparing albums.
I'm not comparing. I'm saying, should we count the mixtape as the album? Because they're no longer freestyling on other people's beats. They're actually making albums and just calling it mixtape.
Okay, I'm not necessarily counting the whole albums. I'm counting what the artist done on the beat. Like, some artists got on beats. Yeah, this was your song, but when I jumped on it, nigga, this was my song. I made it better. I made it a better song than you did with your beat. And I don't think you should take that away from somebody's artistry or what they chose to do. Like, we could say that because some niggas, like I say, from Fabulous to Jada.
I'm going to just say,
they got good albums, but I still have to count their other bodies of work.
Niggas is not going to concerts for mixtapes.
Hold on.
I was just at the GNX concert.
Let him
get his bars off.
I'm just saying he didn't do no Section 80 songs. What I'm saying is the mainstream is not going to a concert for your mixtapes at all. Nobody's doing that.
Hey, comments, people, viewers, let me ask y'all this. How many concerts y'all went to and y'all wish they performed their mixtape music? How many concerts have y'all went to where they wish they didn't play this stuff off the mainstream albums? It's rare few artists that people actually go to the concerts and care about every single track off their albums unless it's that a top-tier artist. Most artists, you wish they was performing some of that stuff that you was bobbing to, going to parties to, and everything else. But 9 times out of 10, they just do it's a concert, so they can't do it because of somebody else's beat or somebody else's.
Nah, but this is what I'm saying. I'm not using the example of somebody else's beat. They don't do that no more. I'm saying, like, okay, The Mailbox Money or something. That was an album.
That was
an album. It was just called a mixtape, but it was an album. It was original production.
Exactly.
It was original songwriting. So that's what I'm getting at, the new era of the mixtape. We know that Piff era, that era was, I'm going to get all the hottest beats, and I'm going to make it my song. Like he said, when Wayne jumped on your beat, that was his song now. It was over with. We didn't even want to hear the original, but they're not doing that. These dudes is really making real full albums, but calling it EPs or calling it a mixtape to not have that sales history behind them. So shouldn't we count that? Because if Fab go perform the soul tapes, nigga, it's selling out, bro.
That's facts. Again, that's all I'm saying.
It's selling out,
y'all
bro.
Listen, y'all real hip-hop fans. No, bro, that's real talk. Y'all real rap fans. Most of the people that are buying the music, we talked about this already, aren't those real fans. Those are the ones that can't afford to go to the concert. Those are the ones that can't go to the big venues where they're performing.
But
the only
difference of what...
He's going to have to do that at a House of Blues or something like that.
Fab?
No, are
I'm
you...
talking
no.
about anybody that's pushing a mixtape.
This is like the thing that you're missing, what he's saying, in a sense, what I think. Like, if Fab would have just chose to say this is one of his albums, then was three classic albums.
Oh, God.
That's what he's saying. Like, so I have to count this. Why would I not count this? Some of greatest Fab best work. Like, to me, in my opinion. If you a Fabulous fan, you know his albums don't hit as hard as his mixtapes. And that's just how it is. And the same thing with people like Jadakiss. He get on shit and kill shit.
Because he doesn't need clearance from mixtapes, right? Because if you're using somebody else's beat, you don't got to get cleared.
Yeah, facts.
When you do it for the mixtape, it's not about the money. It's about the artistry. It's about you putting your best skills out there to let the world know that, hey, bro, I'm the best. If we take all the business side out of it, I'm the best. So that's why I say you can't count mixtape because you got to get it cleared.
But that's why you should count them. If they're putting their best work on mixtapes. Listen what I'm saying.
And boxing,
no,
bro.
Now listen to what you just
listen,
said.
Listen to what you just
no,
said.
Listen, listen to what you just listen, said.
No, hold on, Short. If you putting your best work on mixtapes, why would I not count that? Because now it's raw and authentically who I want to be instead of me trying to appease to a crowd to get a hit. The same way, like, people love Dirk and Von and them for their drill rap, right? And then when he made that song with J. Cole, he went more commercial. He did the All My Life. And some people felt it, some people didn't. They felt like that was not his core work of what he usually does. But that was for the mainstream. That was for the
because these
population.
Niggas,
but these most albums...
They're not doing the music for free, though. That's what I'm trying to get at. At the end of the day, Everybody wanted to do it to make money. They're not doing it because they love the music no more, bro. That shit is out.
I can't say Dirk don't love the music, because if you go back to his old stuff, he really was a 52 bars. He was really trying to rap, and that's what separated himself from the rest of them artists. I agree with you saying a lot of people don't do it just for that, but if I'm looking just for mainstream hits, most of the mainstream artists are not better than the artist who does the mixtapes and stuff like that.
I understand what you're saying on it. I totally understand that, but what I'm saying is, in the day, it's still a business. We can't just go off of lyrics and beat alone, bro. They have to get that shit clear. So that's why they have to come up with their own original so they can sell it. So that's why they got to be more creative. That's why I was saying, back to Quick, he can go in the studio, make his own beat, sing his own song, write his own lyrics. That's what makes him more valuable. And that's why I say I appreciate him more than Nip. Not saying Nip couldn't do it, but he couldn't do it on the level as a Dre or DJ Quick.
Nip was producing his own music.
I want to go back. Nah, because if you look at Fab, is the perfect artist to use as an example. If we just strictly go off of his commercial albums, he's going to be a lackluster artist. Why? Because the label wants certain songs on it. Once you let Fab go make a soul tape where he's 100% in creative control, that nigga creates masterpieces.
But
the label didn't want to put that out. Not even so much as, okay, we can't get this cleared. Even if he did, they're telling you, nah, we need songs for the girls.
Of course, exactly.
We need songs for the women. That's not creative. That's not creative, though.
Being yourself is your authentic music.
Being himself is not going to get him rich, because at the end of the day, he signed to a record label.
No, that's why I fuck with him.
But if he wanted to do it, he should have did it like Master P or like Nip do. Have your own shit.
You can say all of that, sure. But what I'm saying is, we've seen artists come out and say record labels won't even put your music out unless, because it's controlled media. They want drill music. They want music where you dissing women. They want music where you're damn near tarnishing or brainwashing a society of kids that's looking up to you. They won't put you out. That they gave the perfect example. They love to hear niggas talk about killing niggas,
of course.
But if you talk about killing a white person, if you see somebody on the track talking about, oh, I want to kill white people and do this, how do that sound on music? People are not, they're not, the record labels ain't going to push that out. They're going to push the stuff that's detrimental to us and that we gravitate to, and then still have us in our environments of turning up off them frequencies. So you can say all that. Most albums don't compare unless you're big artists like motherfucking Jay, Wayne, Pac, and stuff like that. Because you think about people like, to not even, who would I compare to E-40 then? Because E-40 never dropped a mixtape. He dropped all albums. Yeah. So if I had to put E-40 in a conversation with another artist that do mixtapes and albums, how would they compare? How would I ever, if I only use albums? And Nip was short-lived. Tupac dropped enough albums because he had the brain to understand his bigger purpose.
But a thing back then, though.
So Biggie shouldn't be in top five, dead or alive, if we only count the albums, right? Because he didn't have enough body of work for people. He didn't even have mixtapes like that. So how is Biggie still classified as a top artist with only two albums? If we saying Nip ain't got enough work for it, how has Biggie got enough work for it?
I'm saying when you go all time, for sure they're counting mainstream success because it's all
I understand
time.
That too.
But what I'm saying is for us, for the fans of the culture, we don't really care about album sales like that. We're looking at the artistry. Because somebody could have went quadruple platinum, but I guarantee you if I match their album up next to Soul Tape's smoking that shit.
And I get what you're saying.
The Dedications is smoking that shit.
I get what you're saying, bro, on that. Because at the end of the day, when Dedication came out, I think he lost the Grammy to a Cardi B album. And let's just be real, bro. We all know that album.
Nah, Nip lost to Cardi B.
Yeah, that's what I'm... All right, so he lost to Cardi B. At the end of the day, bro, we all know that album should have won. The Dedication should have won. I mean, Victory Lap should have won. But I don't care about that. It's just the fact that the streets know what it was. But to be successful, man, you got to follow those rules. And since we know all this, they, as artists, have to take it as, all right, well, let me just drop off mixtape and get this money to myself. Let's not worry about signing to a record label deal and things like
this
that.
Is how I kill, this is how I kill this off, short. Get Rich or Die Trying. Okay. 2003, 50 Cent was the hottest artist in the game, hands down. Should have been unanimous decision. Unanimous, whatever they call it.
Unanimous is crazy.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean. But what I'm saying is, 50 Cent lost to an artist. I bet you nobody can even come up with the name of the artist he lost to for best album. Nobody on this earth knows where this artist is at. 03.
03.
50 Cent, you couldn't walk down a street without hearing his music blasting. If you was there, like I said, 50 was one of them artists, you had to be there. There's no way I could walk outside and didn't hear Get Rich or Die Trying in every single car I heard.
Okay, so it's safe to say, when we comparing artists, me, the viral way, we're comparing your complete body of work. I'm counting mixtapes in that.
Verses,
I'm counting freestyles. Because what you can do on a mixtape, the record label won't let you show your artistry.
He didn't win, he lost.
On the main album.
Best album of the year, he lost.
Nah, he lost, bro.
50 never won that.
Look at Jadakiss, bro. As dope as his albums are, bro, some of his craziest verses came on mixtapes. Styles P, he got classic albums, but some of his craziest verses was on mixtapes. We can go artist to artist to artist because you're constricted. You're restricted when the label is co-signing that album to drop. So to me, I always preferred an artist's mixtape over his album most of the time because that's where I'm going to get the real him. That's where I'm going to get the real creativity. When Mozzie was making the blotted eyes and all of that, nigga, that was the real Mozzie, nigga.
We don't count that?
I'm counting
nah,
that, nigga.
Nah, I agree. I'm just saying, that's crazy exactly. Not like, to count
nigga,
that.
What is it? I don't care like my mama care.
Yellow tape back titties.
Yellow tape back titties.
But some people, when they get like that money behind them, get a little better. I felt like when Lil Boosie, you know, he had mixtapes. Don't get me
Boosie
wrong.
Boosie mixtapes was way better than his album. What?
Listen, they're an artist. I'm
you
go
don't
on
know
record.
My struggle?
I'm going to go on record.
Too much for one nigga?
I know, but I'm talking about gangsta
music.
Gangsta music
is him and Webby. But it's still, was that an album or a mixtape?
That was like a mixtape for the most part.
This
bro,
is because, what I'm telling you.
But I'm saying the production got better when he got more money, though.
No, the raw and rugged Boosie, if you're a real Boosie fan, no, Boosie, best music, Set It Off and all that was mixtapes.
Yeah, and it was.
Okay, look, let's change the topic then. So speaking on that, is an artist better when they don't have money versus when they do have money? Because when an artist is broke, they come in the game hungry.
The first two albums gonna always be hard because then that's that struggle, that pain. That first album's typically the struggle. The second album is when I get the money, I want to come up, I'm partying a little more. After that, that's when they kind of get a little content. That's me.
Because you said they get better when they get the money. Because they get better production. All right,
so I'm gonna use
no
I'm gonna
artist use got better when they got the money. Them niggas get
that's
lazy
not true.
And lack off.
That's
name,
not true.
Name one.
Pac. He got better as he got money. When
he was broke.
No,
Pac was broke. He died broke.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is he still had, once he got that money behind him with Dre and all and with Death Row, the beats got better. He had more in-house help to build with his album. Like I said, that double album when he did was All Eyes on Me was fire. He had all the Purdue. He had Daz. He had Quick. He had Dre.
We always like to use the one in the one in the millions. All right,
so I can use another one then, bro. Prime example. 50 Cent, his first three albums.
He didn't get better.
What you mean? You had Get Rich or Die. Oh,
listen, 50?
Listen, bro. 50
got worse.
He can't know 50, girl. All right, bro. Talking like
see
that.
You get nah, to talking.
Nah, no, 50 go, got worse.
No, I'm going to let you land your point. You're right.
All right, you got Get Rich or Die Trying. Then you got T.O. I mean, not T.O. What was the G on the album? Because it was T.O.'s was the later one.
That was Beg for Mercy.
Beg for Mercy. Because that came in between. Then the
you
Massacre.
You can't count Beg
Hold
for
on,
Mercy.
He's still the leader of the group.
Nah, count the solos.
Then you got
After Massacre, he cooked. Curtis was trash.
Then after, hold on. Curtis wasn't trash because if you do
all he got is I get money.
The Get Rich or Die Trying album from the soundtrack for the movie was fire, bro. The soundtrack was fire.
You talking about soundtracks? We talking about albums.
I'm talking about solo. Solo.
No, that's a soundtrack for a movie, bro. Get Rich or Die Trying and a Massacre is where 50 stopped. Curtis was trash. He had I Get Money. And I don't even remember the other song. Laughing to the Bank, nigga.
The
two
Get
songs.
Rich, no, the Get Rich or Die Trying soundtrack slap. If you tell a fan to
look
that's a soundtrack. We're not going to count that.
We're not going to count that. Back to the Future. What was the Ghetto Quran? The Power of a Dollar. Yeah.
Guess who's not got him signed?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The Power of a Dollar.
That was his real first album.
Come
Columbia.
On, girl. Like that
but
was
before he got shot. Before he had the list and all of that.
Nigga, 50 actually got the mixtape shit cracking. Like.
Power to Dollar, some of his best work. That was some of the most lyrical 50 you could hear is if you go play Power to Dollar.
Lil Wayne, he got better with Time with Money.
He said, I hate a liar more than I hate a thief. A thief is only after my salary. A liar is after my reality.
The best
nigga,
part,
Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne did not get better. Better. Carter 1,
and Carter
2,
and 3.
After 4 and 5, Wayne has not been
but
the same Wayne.
Hold on. Those
no
were just,
ceilings.
We just time out. We did.
Dedications.
Then we just say two albums, right?
No, you said they get better as they get more money. Wayne did not get better with his albums. Like, after Carter 3, Prime Wayne, when I was 08 with the Dedications and the Drought 3s and everything else, Wayne has not been the same. He killed features. I give him that. But after that, Like, you didn't even count, like, what's that?
Jay-Z got better with
I'm not
with
a human
time.
Being. Wayne started doing a rock.
Jay-Z got better with
Wayne
time.
Wayne started doing a rock and roll shit. Jay-Z got better?
No. Jay got worse. No, Jay got better, but then when he started touching money, he got worse.
444 is nothing like Blueprint.
444 is hot.
Got gems.
No, 444 is hot. But I would say Jay's last, like, classical solo project would be the Black Album.
Facts.
Unless you count the American Gangster, because that was classic too, but that was a soundtrack. So that's what I'm saying. Black Album.
That was smooth too, though.
But after Magna Carta, trash. 444 was good, but it was not Blueprint. Blueprint 2, Black Album, Reasonable Doubt.
You know when I know? Like, I was a kid when them albums came out. I still can go through the whole Blueprint track probably off the head. You know what I mean? From tracks, one, Takeover, and you know what I mean? Hovey Baby and all that stuff. Like, I know Jay-Z. Like, one of them songs you could just throw on, and I know it by heart immediately. Like, the Blueprint 2, The Gift and the Curse. Like you said, the Black Album. The Blueprint 3 wasn't all that. And then you got, like you said, the Black Album. The American Gangster wasn't. It was cool.
Nah, American Gangster
was
cool.
It was cool.
Kingdom Come had a couple cuts on there too.
Nah, well. Kingdom Come was ass.
This one had a couple cuts on there. Like,
I know, but it was ass.
34, that's my shit.
As a complete body of work, it was ass.
American Gangster?
That was classic.
No, but this one I'm finna say though, but American Gangster for me, you're gonna have to remind me of what was on that album.
Lucky Baby. And
I don't know nothing ever.
Laughing at the Bad Guy.
I don't remember none of that.
Blueprint 3, ass. No, Blueprint 3 got a Stars Born.
It was
Born.
Ass. Stars Born with J. Cole.
Stars Born with J. Cole. It got Young Forever. Thank You.
More commercial shit. Trash.
Yeah. Most of this shit was ass. It got Run This Town. Kanye made that song for real.
And Wayne really killed that song.
On to the next one. Real As It Gets. Okay, no, hold on. Off That? Wait a minute. Blueprint 3 got some shit.
Off That with Drake. Them was more, that wasn't Jay-Z.
Yeah. It's not
that
a
more commercial.
It's not a complete classic like Blueprint 1 and 2, but it got some bangers now.
Reasonable
that
Doubt.
At.
When you go back to all that, you know what I mean? The Evils and all that. Alpha Dead Presidents to Represent Me. He didn't get better from that.
Nah, he didn't. He didn't. That's probably like one of the best J's ever.
Nas had the barriers from Illmatic to Steelmatic. Like, you ain't listening to King's Disease, bro. You're not doing that. And it was a decent album. But niggas
nobody's
not
listening
to
the N-Word album. I played that shit.
It's cats out there. I'm just really trying to think as they got
commercial better. Success. Low key start to mess artists up.
It do. Jeezy got worse.
What about T.I.? T.I. had some slappers after Trap Music, and then
what? Urban Legend.
Yeah, Urban Legend, Trap Music, and then he had T.I. versus T.I.P. with Smooth.
Did he get better or did he get worse?
He got worse. You get stagnant after a while because I mean, what can you rap about?
We're not saying why it can happen. Yeah, we're just saying they get worse when they get that.
It takes a dip.
No, because they want you to start appeasing to the fans instead of creating. From the art that you like to create.
I don't know if it's appeasing to the fans. I just think they run out of spit.
When you think
a
commercial,
bro.
You saying if you come in the studio and nigga put the rawest bars on the track and they come in there and say, this ain't it. I need a club song. That's not your creative art. You're not doing it naturally. Like you think of DMX. DMX would still be able to be raw and rugged. And what was that
DMX?
No.
DMX might be one.
Hey, DMX, I'm about to say DMX.
DMX might be one.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is
No, because we tried.
What's Party? What's the Party?
That was Party Up.
Yeah. Party Up. He was still able to beat X is what I'm saying. But that was still like a song you could still play for the masses.
Nah, but we're really just trying to key in on the artist who came
DMX
in,
DMX is
bro,
one, though.
Got rich and then elevated, got better. Because usually what happens is they come in broke. They hungry. They putting their whole life story on them first two albums and the mixtapes. That hunger, that pain, that grind. And then once they start to get the money and their lifestyle change, they really don't have the same struggles to rap about. That was one of the disconnects from Jay-Z's 444. He rapping about billionaire art and shit. And then Kids in the Marcy Project is like, what the fuck is he talking
about? What
about
Cube then? Can we say Cube? Because Cube broke off from NWA, did his own shit. Then he had West Side Connection.
He still was young then, though.
Nah, the Cube was in his prime when he went on his run. I'm talking about Cube when he started getting that movie money, that real money. What classic album did he drop?
What you mean? When he did the movie, Friday didn't make no
bread. Friday didn't even make no bread. He was just starting. That's what really got him in the game. What I'm saying is, when artists reach a certain level of success, it waters down the music. I'm trying to really think of an artist who this didn't happen to.
Was
you know what?
Money?
I got one. They gonna hate me for it too.
Who?
Drake.
No, Drake got worse. Yeah. Drake got worse.
I'm not a Drake friend.
Drake got worse.
Did Drake get worse from the success or from the beef? Fucking cuz.
No, not even the beef. If you think about Take Here, then you go to Nothing Was the Same. What was the next album after that?
I don't listen to Drake, so I wouldn't even
let me look.
I listened to him, but after that, he had the views. Then he has something else. Drake got worse.
Kevin Gates got better.
Yeah, Drake did get worse.
Drake for sure got worse.
Yeah, Drake did get worse. I don't think an artist could ever top that first one or two albums, bro. Because once they get that bread,
once they get the bread,
it's over with.
Once they get the bread, let me tell you. Once they get the bread, you start to be out of reach of what the fans could connect to you with. Like, the average person is not rich. So when you talk about a few of your struggles, the artists feel like they know you more, they can relate to you more. But once you start getting that money and all you talk is money talk, then a lot of people start to be out of reach.
Snoop got better with time. Because
nigga, Snoop got worse.
What you talking about? Nigga, the blue carpet treatment?
Snoop got worse. That's better than Doggy Style?
Nigga, the blue carpet treatment is one of his best.
Is that better than Doggy Style?
Nigga, it's up there.
The blue carpet treatment was good.
No. You slipping. You have to low.
Think about how far you got to talk about with Snoop, though. Snoop lying. You got Snoop lying. Yeah. He started going gospel.
He did reggae.
He started doing all thinking that was trash, nigga.
It don't matter. What I'm saying is, once he was still deep in the game, once Blue Carpet Treatment came out, though, from Doggy Style.
Wiz Khalifa got worse. Cushion OJ Wiz was...
That was smooth.
That was peak Wiz. That was...
Cabin Fever. Cushion OJ. That was classic Wiz Khalifa.
So, basically, Nip would have got worse over time.
Nip didn't get the reach where he was supposed to reach because he was getting better. Nip was getting better.
I was going
to
say Nip.
Every mixtape he was dropping, he was getting better. And he was learning to be himself while dropping commercial music. We started to see the peak of it. He still kept his street and was still making bangers for the mainstream. He was just spilling into that.
Kendrick's on GNX. This is what, his fourth studio album?
I don't know which number, but you know, Kendrick.
I like all Kendrick. Kendrick is a rare form.
So Kendrick is getting better.
Exactly.
Kendrick is getting better.
So this is like his fourth?
Exceptions to the rules.
Kendrick is an exception.
But we
just naming the artist.
Yeah.
Exception or not, Kendrick is one. I'm going to say DMX is another. I'm going to say Nip is one, because Nip actually got better the more success he got. But Nip had a cheat code. Nip was still tapped in to what's going on down here by still going to his neighborhood. So that kept him grounded, and that kept him able to still connect with the people. So it's a difference between Jay not going to Marcy no more and just hanging with nothing but billionaires.
But what about Biggie then? Because if we do that thing, because Biggie's two albums was fire. And then he, unfortunately, he got on the live. So at the end of the day.
We can't count. That's what I'm saying. But you counting Biggie, but we can't. And it's not enough body of work to go off of Biggie, right?
He was just rising, though.
But he was getting better, though.
Yeah, he was
getting better.
I like Ready to Die more than I like Life After Death.
But see, that's preference, though. We can't say he got worse. He was getting better.
But Life After Death was still a good album.
Biggie never went like... Both albums was good albums, but he never transcended to the point where he did something different. It was like the same Biggie on both albums. So you didn't even get to see the progress of him getting better. So we can't necessarily say he got better because we expected that from Biggie.
He got better. He started doing like party music. Then he did a song with Bone Thugs. Like he was like,
Big was getting better.
Yeah. You can't count the Bone Thugs.
Yeah, you can.
That was one of the biggest hits off that album.
You definitely could count that because that showed his versatility.
Exactly. Then he did
the song. He was already versatile.
That showed versatility. To be able to rap on that beat the way he did, with the up-tempo flow. Yeah, that was different.
Biggie rapping like that.
No, bro, that was hard, bro. That was not no New York sounding shit, bro.
He took their style and rapped.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
But Biggie been...
He wasn't rapping like that, though.
No, he wasn't. On a Dangerous, Can't You Me Nigga Can't Bang With Us, Straight Up, We Know Angel Us.
Nigga, what?
Thug-ass niggas that love the bus.
Yeah,
come on, nigga.
There you look. Now you about to look.
I ain't got to look it up. I know that song. That was one of my favorite songs. One of my favorite verses from him. Give Me the Loot, Warning, Ready to Die. What did he really do? Juicy. That's the same type of shit. Big Papa, Unbelievable, Suicidal Thoughts, Who Shot You? That's all off the Ready to Die. Then Life After Death, what was that? That was going back to Cali.
You got
and all
Niggas
that?
Bleed. Like, man, you got some niggas shit bleed on that.
Nah, that was one of the hard...
That lyrically...
Niggas Bleed Like Us.
Niggas
that was
bleed
a banger.
Is one, yeah. Listen, if you're a fan of hip-hop or if you don't know hip-hop that well, go listen to that
song. So he was getting better.
Was he
getting better with all them gay-ass lyrics?
Bro, I'm not going to lie. He said a lot of sus stuff, but at the end of the day...
I think Life After Death might have... Let me see. What's Beef? It was better.
He got better,
What's
bro.
Beef? The Crack Commandments, you
exactly,
right.
Exactly,
yeah,
bro.
Sky's the limit. Yeah,
thank
he did.
You. I'm glad you recognize. So that means... Yeah. If you want to go off the soundtrack, because even when he did the Notorious soundtrack, that album low-key slapped, because I bumped the soundtrack. The soundtrack has some cuts on there.
Look, Lloyd Banks got worse.
No!
Lloyd Banks got worse.
Nothing better than Hunger for More.
Hunger for More. Hunger for More
That whole G-Unit got worse. No, there's not Hunger for More. You play all the way through.
Game didn't get worse.
Game got worse. Nothing better than
no,
a documentary.
No, he didn't.
Nothing's better than a documentary.
I mean,
not one album is better than a documentary.
No, it's not about better. It's his skill level going up. We're not, because better is subjective. You could like one album better than the other. Yeah. That's not really the argument. The argument is, with success, is he getting worse? Game, no. Game is
worse.
Still getting better.
He gotten better. Because the documentary too, the Devil, Doctor's Advocate, all that shit still.
How was he getting better if he didn't make bigger hits than what he made before? His lyrical ability has not transcended what we know he can do.
He has.
He has. Game got better.
When
if you go listen to Mixtape Game and listen to Game today, Game is better.
What
today.
Do you mean?
He's more seasoned.
When we see 300 Bars of Running and all that stuff, that's the lyrical. We knew Game was lyrical. Other than that, he hasn't said
Game
nothing that was just outrageous. Like, damn, Game said
Game
nothing.
Couldn't write a hook. So basically,
according to who? 50 Cent?
Because 50 gave him all the hooks from the documentary, bro. That's already stated.
Game got better, bro.
So besides the documentary, what classic song did he have after that?
What you mean? He had a song with Rick Ross and 2 Chainz that
the song with him and Nip is classic.
Yeah,
Welcome Home is classic.
Man, Rolling, that song go hard.
No,
not the features.
What I'm saying that
start
he's
from
on
scratch.
Song.
Nothing is better than Start From Scratch.
That's, bro, okay, you that's, keep you looking saying, for better. We're not looking for better. We're looking at the progression in his career.
Yeah.
When artists get money, they progressively start to get worse. Game has not.
So you saying Jay-Z rap worse now with his lyrical ability than he did when he first came out?
I'm saying 444 compared to Blueprint. Compared to Reasonable Doubt.
What are you caring? What are you comparing? Is it lyrical ability or are you comparing?
I'm comparing everything.
So that's what I'm saying. See, you saying 444, you're comparing an album as one album being better, one album being not. His lyrical ability on 444 is not more questionable than it was back then.
Yes, it is. He wasn't spitting like that on 444.
He still can rap the same. But
he was not spitting like that, though.
The song Ale Boom Bye, yeah, that's the song I was talking about with Game. Game, Rick Ross, and 2 Chainz. That shit went hard. Lyrically, he went hard.
Okay, you just named another one. Rick Ross is the artist who got better with money.
His production definitely got better. I'm not a fan of Ross.
He got better. He got,
that, his beats is clean. I'll
no,
give
fuck
you.
A beat. Him himself
beat,
as an artist.
His beats got better. I'm
no,
just say that.
We get it. But him as an artist, rapping ability, he got better. Look at him when he came
he
out.
He rap about the same shit, though.
No,
bro.
But yeah, look at him.
I don't compare his lyrical pen.
Bro,
like
look at him when he rapped with Trina versus right now. Nigga,
I like
Ross don't
when
really
he first
miss.
Came out more than I like when he got more money. That's just my opinion.
I never was a big Ross
name
fan.
When he came out.
He had... Hustle, Push It to the Limit. He had that one song with Akon.
He's way better now.
Again.
All right, so let's talk
he's
about
way
that.
Better
okay,
now.
Let's talk about Meek Mill.
Meek is better now.
Yeah, Meek,
Meek
got,
is way better
Meek
now.
Got better with, yeah, he did.
His albums got better. Because when I go back and I listen to them Dream Chasers, nigga, he got a lot of misses on there.
He don't miss on Dream Chaser what?
Dream Chaser 1, he got a lot of misses.
He missed
there.
Nothing
you
on
crazy
Dream Chaser 1.
Nigga.
You smoking rocks.
You crazy as fuck, nigga.
E-Foldy
I
got better,
nigga,
though.
Dream
got
Chasers,
with money.
Hold
I
on,
went
now.
Back.
I can't let him get off this.
Money.
Dream Chasers 1, nigga?
I went back, nigga.
Is you smoking? That was like the best one.
Man, go. I don't give a fuck, nigga. His misses on there.
Love Don't Live Here. Get This Money.
Banger.
Don't Panic. Realest You Ever Seen. Won't Stop.
Don't
Derrick
remember.
Rose. I'm a Boss. Y'all don't hear me.
Sparkles, who listens
to
Sparkles?
Body Count,
come on,
I'm
bro.
Me, Tony Montana, Dream Chasers, Middle of the Summer, House Party, I'm On One, Tony Storr, and Work. That's all the way through.
No, it's not.
This nigga smoking dope. If y'all killed me over that Nick McQuick,
it's
he
not
said
all the way
Dream
through.
Chasers missing. I would have understood if you said three
go,
or
go,
something.
Go. I might have meant three.
Nah,
one of them
I
Dream Chasers.
Mean that.
What about
this
Ye?
Nigga crazy.
Yeah, he got better with money.
Hey, I ain't never
College
really.
Dropout.
Cut fuck over, no.
Cut over,
what you
overrated
mean?
To me.
The best Ye. Was Ye when he first came in the game?
College Dropout, but I'm saying he's it didn't.
Jesus
drop
Walks.
Jesus Walks. All that stuff was
all
way
that. That was prime Kanye.
No, but that wasn't on his first album, though.
What do you mean, nigga? When Kanye started getting a bag, his music got progressively worse.
Okay, Eminem.
Eminem got better with money, bro.
So Eminem better. He's better. He's
the
better.
Eminem show is better than Marshall Mathers LP.
You crazy as fuck.
Nigga,
this is what I'm finna say though. But look,
Marshall Mathers LP.
But look,
best
y'all
album.
Said y'all count rapping ability. Eminem could rap out of this world, but his music wasn't better now than it was back then. His hits was way better back then, and he rapped less lyrical than he did now. But even though he still was spitting, that's Eminem.
It was the shock value with Eminem. He was saying shit on wax that people wasn't saying.
No, like the
Now, M got better, bro.
No, the Forever freestyle, like, M killed that. But more people will like the old M more than they like that. The Forever with Drake and them. Like, he killed off everybody on that track.
Yeah.
If y'all can run that back.
But M's rapping ability got better, but his song making ability.
But you said we ain't counting his song ability. We counted.
I never said that, nigga.
Because when I brought up, when I just brought up the last two pieces,
you said I like his album better.
Eminem got better, bro. Like the first, like three, his it got better. It got better, bro.
At what part do we count and what we don't? Because do we count like?
Because the rehab, all my shit was slapping.
Trash.
Rehab's ass. Ain't nobody listen to that.
That shit was ass. He can't name one song off the rehab.
Here we go, putting a nigga on.
I got to, nigga, because you can't. Because
if an album is classic, yeah, you remember tracks,
nigga. You don't
nigga.
Remember nothing, nigga. You don't remember none of that shit. Like
Eminem got better, bro.
Okay, so the consensus is, besides the outliers, artists usually get worse when they get money.
Yeah, I think, they get comfortable. It's like football players when they get paid or NBA players when they get paid.
You can't. A lot of them.
Yes, you can. Why you can't? Most of these people, as soon as they get signed, Ezekiel Elliott, perfect example. As soon as he got his bread, he was trash. Most majority of NFL players, once they get their money, they stop caring.
No, that's not okay, true.
Unless you're Kobe.
Kobe never did it.
I said unless
Jordan never did it.
Unless you're a Kobe.
All right. Tom Brady never did it.
What do you mean?
He never got worse when he got money.
Tom Brady ever really get them max deals? Tom Brady wasn't always even getting paid like that to do
Patrick
your homework.
Patrick Mahomes, he's taking the max deal. He hasn't gotten worse.
He's been getting cooked. Jalen Hurts,
he still make it to the Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts cooked him because over there in his division. Who in their division?
It don't matter.
Who in their matter? Who in their division?
Whole conference.
Hold on,
right?
One mic.
AFC.
Who in their division?
One mic.
You got the Chargers. You got the Raiders. You got Denver. And
trash. Who couldn't come out of that division?
The Broncos made the playoffs. What are you talking about?
Trash.
It don't matter if you're saying it's trash. Getting into the Super Bowl is not easy.
And he got cooked by Jalen Hurts, and people still throw my nigga under the bus. It ain't no, it's a fact. This is facts. I ain't arguing just because I'm a fan.
But did he change?
He got smoked in both Super Bowls by Jalen Hurts.
You talking bullshit because so you saying right now you would take Jalen Hurts over Patrick Mahomes right now?
Why wouldn't I? Super Bowl MVP. You smoking rocks. He cooked him twice.
He only won one Super Bowl.
He cooked him, but in that Super Bowl, his stats was way better than like Patrick Mahomes. He didn't lose. The defense lost.
Let me ask you
and
this.
They got a bullshit call at the end of the game. We should have two Super Bowls.
You have Jalen Hurts or Pat Mahomes. Who you taking?
I'm taking Mahomes.
Thank you.
I don't care.
I'm taking
Y'all can
Mahomes.
Say that.
Exactly.
You can, yeah, exactly what?
I'm just going to compare
Who got outperformed then?
That's cool, but I'm going to compare Super Bowl ring.
Exactly,
I'm gonna
bro.
He's been in the league longer.
I'm going to take Mahomes.
He's been in the league longer.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
And they division way more trash than ours.
Nigga, our division is trash. Y'all division. Ask our girls in the Giants.
Who your division?
We run our division.
Who your Tampa division?
We run it.
Who else in your division?
It don't matter. We run it.
Trash.
The Saints, the Panthers, and then the Falcons.
Fucking
it don't
trash.
Don't matter. We beat
Falcons.
Philly. Hey, let me tell you this. Look up the stats right now.
The Falcons,
every time we play
the Panthers,
Philly,
and who else?
Hey, every time we play Philly recently,
come on, who couldn't
who
win that division?
Philly though. Who missed? Y'all don't want to see us in the playoffs.
Who better? Ooh. Dallas.
Don't matter.
The Redskins.
We smacked Philly,
Washington Commanders.
We smacked the Super Bowl champs.
It don't matter.
We
won.
We beat y'all in the season. It don't matter. Y'all don't want to run against us.
Y'all can't fuck with us. We're going to see this season, though.
Man, look.
Listen, all I'm going to say is Ram Nation.
Real talk. Remember, we were talking about this earlier before we get off topic. Who's the better producer, Dr. Dre or DJ Quick?
Okay, look. Let's rephrase that question. Who was the better producer slash rapper?
Producer slash rapper?
Because they both produced and they both rapped.
Well, Quick will be the better producer
slash
rapper.
DJ Quick or Dr. Dre?
Quick, easy call.
Yeah. Producer slash rapper, yeah, Quick. Because a lot of people wrote for Dre.
Better producer, Dre is a better producer.
Better producer, DJ Quick. Facts. Most of Dr. Dre's...
They sound the same.
No. Hold on. Most of Dr. Dre's production, we think he produced. Go look at who got the real credits for that. A lot of that shit was Daz behind the scenes. A lot of that shit was a lot of lower level producers that Dre got the beat. Remixed a little bit and put a stamp on it. But I mean, like, if I put Dre and Quick in the studio and say, make a beat from scratch, I'm going Quick all day.
Yeah, that's cool, but...
All day.
How many artists do we hear short that say, oh, once you get a Dre beat, it's over? Or once you get with Dre, his reputation speaks for itself.
Like,
says... As soon as they said the same thing with 50 Cent, once he got with Dre, we knew it was over. Mm-hmm. Once M got with Dre, we knew it was over.
Yeah.
That's why so many people want to be co-signed when you come to the West Coast. What do they want? They want a Dre beat.
They want a Dre beat. That's why YG prides himself about saying, man, I'm the only one did it without Dre. He low-key.
Right.
He openly
Nip used to say
that.
The same thing. And I didn't need no Dr. Dre's. They never mentioned Quick in those.
Dre's influence is stronger. But I'm saying beat-making abilities, I don't see nobody else making DJ Quick beats. Some of that shit on a Chronic, nigga, Daz ain't get his credit for. Everybody get that shit to Dre. Everybody get the credit all to Dre. Really, you need to go look at Daz and Warren G behind that album, low-key.
Yeah, that's cool.
Niggas don't know. Ain't no, that's cool, yeah, nigga. If cool. If I Dre put Dre in the studio,
Dre's the GOAT.
And I put Quick in the studio, nigga, I'm banking on Quick, nigga.
You going based off of your preference. But
no,
Dre,
I'm
Dre
not. I'm going
GOAT.
Off skill.
So Dre makes artists better. If I'm an artist,
I'm going off ability.
I'm going with Dre, but my personal preference is Quick. But if I'm an artist, I want a Dre beat because that stamp of affirmation from Dre seals you, bro. That automatically propels you to the top.
When you produce, it ain't just about just making a beat. It's about knowing what type of beat to make for the artist and everything else that goes into that. So yeah, Quick can make great ass beats, but can he make artists better off of his beats? So
Dr. Dre Tree is way bigger than Dre.
Dr.
Tree
Dre has
as
had bigger artists than Quick. Yes, his impact is better. His name
better.
In the game holds more status. I don't give a fuck, nigga. We're strictly talking beat making capabilities. Because with your argument, nigga, you would have to put Quick over Nip, but you said no. We going strictly off rapping. You're naming other shit. You're talking about his status. No, his beat. Making ability.
Why do you think he got that point? When all these DJs worked with 50 Cent until he got that boom, boom, that in the club beat.
And that was supposed to be for
that in the club
that
beat.
Was supposed to be for somebody else.
That in the club beat. What put him
that was
on?
That supposed to be for Rakim, I think they were saying. Rakim was
when
supposed
50
to have
got
that.
How many Quick beats you know that set somebody off like that?
Well,
bro,
no.
50 Cent is a generational artist, nigga.
And that's not what I just asked you.
Well,
I said,
I don't give a
what
fuck.
Beat
he's
do
a
you
generational
know?
Artist.
Give me one Quick beat that you know that set it off like that.
Man, set it off like what? He's a generational artist.
So give me a Quick beat. That was just that. That was that Mac.
Down, right now.
For his own songs, but somebody else. You said producer.
He did a song for Eldridge Barge. He did a song for Michael Jackson. He
didn't say who he did.
Bro,
song
he
for.
Didn't. He didn't.
I'm not a producer.
I'm not knocking Quick right. for his beats, but I'm saying is Dre is the GOAT of. Of producing on the West Coast. Let's not act like it ain't. They don't bring up Quick beats. The niggas don't talk about that. You're trying to give him pay homage and do everything else, but niggas is not asking for a Quick beat.
Bro,
no,
are you
crazy? No. Niggas is asking for Quick beats, bro. Niggas is asking for Quick beats, bro. They just make Dre's just more popular.
Why is he more popular?
Because he was longer in the game as far as
he was longer. Quick been in the game for 30 years. What's much longer?
Well, let's just be real, bro. He had NWA, so he already had that propel, bro, being
bro,
out there on front
Bro, Quick
line.
Been producing since like 80-something and still making
like
beats 19. To this day, nigga. What the fuck
How
are
you
talking about?
How old do you think
about?
Dre was?
Dre was like in his 20s, bro. He wasn't
Dre was young when they came in.
Dre has more status, more iconic
Why?
Projects. Bro, it doesn't matter. It's a whole combination of things. Number one, he was part of NWA, one of the most iconic groups in the world.
The birth of Gangsta
Rap. In hip-hop.
Because he made the beats.
No, nigga.
No,
because of the movement.
He was taking stuff from the parliaments and all that stuff, bro. Dre was like jacking beats.
When I say making beats from scratch, nigga, Quick is more talented from scratch. Dr. Dre has other attributes. I'm not knocking Dr. Dre. I'm not saying he's not a great a GOAT. I'm speaking strictly production only. You're adding on extra shit.
I ain't adding on nothing.
You're adding on his lore. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I didn't say the lore.
You give the stamp of approval. Nigga, what?
Yes, but because they know he made the best shit. That's where the stamp of approval came from. You needed Dre's production. Most niggas that didn't come out the West Coast needed Dre's production.
Yeah, they did at the time. They did need his record. Because at the time, if you want to go like that, he was the face of Death Row. He was the, you know, then Aftermath and all that. So, I mean, yeah, he had the popularity. So everybody wanted to rock with that. But if you really was tapped in with the culture, everybody know Quick still has some fire.
I'm not saying he don't. Don't confuse the two.
No, but I'm saying
Quick make fucking incredible beats. He does incredible production. But Dre has the crown for that.
Dre has the crown,
yeah,
due to status and a bunch of other things. I'm just saying, if you put him in the studio and tell him make beats from scratch.
So you saying if they do that versus battle?
Yeah, I think Quick might edge it out. That's all I seen. Like, damn, Quick can do some crazy shit that no other producer can do.
Yeah.
I sat there and like, damn, he did that from scratch. A lot of producers ain't doing that. A lot of producers getting ghost beats, nigga, and then freaking the ghost beat and putting their tag on it, saying they made the beat and they really didn't. A lot of high-profile producers are doing that. They've been getting exposed. Not saying Dre. All I'm saying is a lot of Dre catalog, nigga, Daz name is in
Let
there.
Me ask you
they say it's difficult to definitely say who made better beats. As a subjective matter of opinion and personal preference, however, Dr. Dre generally has a more widely recognized and celebrated impact on hip-hop as a producer than DJ Quick, particularly in terms of his influence on mainstream hip-hop culture. Dr. Dre's work on landmark albums like Straight Outta Compton, The Chronic, Doggy Style, 2001, and his work, Eminem, has solidified his space in hip-hop history. While DJ Quick is highly respected for his unique production, style, and contribution to West Coast hip-hop, Dr. Dre's overall body of work and impact on the game are more extensive.
Yeah, well, ain't nobody knocking that. I'm never knocking that.
He don't want to hear that, though. You see, he ran up out of here. He don't want to hear
that. Let me ask you this, then. How you feel about DJ Mustard then on the upcoming, then, as far as, like, one of the young, new producers on the scene?
Mustard is a... I like Mustard Beats, but Mustard Beats is Mustard Beats. It's like...
You can tell the same thing with a Dre beat, though.
Nah, because certain bases. But what I'm saying is everybody should put their signature on the type of beats they make. Like, The Alchemist. He doesn't get enough stuff for his production. That nigga makes classic beats. So I think the beat thing is a little different from being a rapper because it's more creative in your own sound. You know what I'm saying? It's like you stabbing it for yourself. But yes.
Also, too,
like a Quick can't make a Dre beat and a Dre can't make a Quick beat. So it's hard for me to even just go production when we count just producers because I like Timbaland for his sound. People like Swiss Beats for his sound.
Man.
And people like Alchemist for their sound.
Nobody want that fucking PC-ass answer. Like I said, nigga.
Ain't no PC. No,
Quick, hold on.
Drake got better beats.
Quick is the better rapper, hands down.
Yeah, but we're
not trying to find any way to win. We're talking about producing.
I said producer slash rapper.
We already answered first. Quick. We already gave that.
Okay, so producer, you giving it to Dre. Rapping is going to Quick.
We know that already.
I'm giving that. Yeah,
we said that in the beginning. He trying to just fall back on something to be right about.
But I was
asking why you stepped out right fast.
How you feel about DJ Mustard. You know what I'm saying? As far as him on the scene, like he got his own style. I mean, he's on the come up. I mean, he's been in the game for a minute.
Mustard is a great, he'll be a legend when it's all said and done. I need to see more versatility in his beats. I need to see more than Party.
He done more than Party.
What has he done?
He done like pop music and stuff like that.
That's Party. Pop is Party. I need to see.
R&B. He's done R&B.
Right. But I need to see a more diverse catalog.
Well, I mean, what do you want him to do? Country? I mean, because if he...
No, from, not from country. I just mean like the type of... Has he ever done any type of like...
He done R&B. Didn't he do it with the SZA chick? He got stuff with Summer Walker.
He did.
That's what I'm saying.
He arguing something he don't even know about.
No, right, man, this nigga just talking. When you think of Mustard, nigga, you think of fucking Party. You think of YG
because you hear Mustard on a beat, Hope.
You think of YG, you think of Not Like Us. Outside of that, nigga, no, name some Mustard.
Way more than Not Like Us.
Yeah, that's...
Like I said, outside of YG and Not Like Us, what do you think about Mustard? Name it. He definitely don't know.
I know way more Mustard than you do.
Name it.
He just named you R&B and everything else.
No, he did. I said you.
Yeah. Why I got to piggyback off what he just said?
No, don't piggyback. You name
it. No, you name it. Nigga, you only know him for that. Just say that.
No, I'm asking you. If we say Mustard on a beat, what beat are you naming? Don't name nothing YG. Don't name Not Like Us.
Is it? He just said it.
He don't know. Like I said, nigga, Mustard is great. His beats is dope. But a lot of them are repetitive, and I can prove it. Go to the last album he just dropped. By the time you get to song number 6, everything starts to sound the same. Go listen to the project he just dropped.
So let me ask you this. Who you taking, DJ Khaled then over Mustard or Mustard over DJ Khaled?
I'm taking Khaled.
Khaled shit kind of sound
the same. Cub produced it. He produced Not Like Us, My Nigga, Paranoid, I Don't Fuck With You, I'm Different. Show Me, Left, Right, Big Bang.
Everything the same.
Half of that is YG.
I'm Different, low-key was a hit.
That was one YG song.
No, crazy. No, I'm Different, low-key.
Late at Night by Roddy Ricch. He got some beats. But okay. I do know Mustard does have a certain sound. Of course he do. But most artists, you know a Timberland beat. I know an Alchemist beat.
You know a Dre beat that.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody, most of them had their signatures. But
DJ Khaled production makes more mainstream stars and hits than Mustard.
Okay.
Mustard gets kind of boxed in with the West Coast, where Khaled could be more global. So that's why I said I'll take Khaled, even though I'm from the West.
Nigga, we wasn't even talking about Khaled.
He just did, nigga. Exactly.
And Khaled...
That's all I'm saying. Like,
let me ask you. But what now? Jermaine Dupri over DJ Khaled?
Of course.
You stripping, nigga. Jermaine Dupri, now that nigga's done crossed over.
But look, nigga don't
I
even
just
know.
Said yes.
I don't even
well,
know. It,
well, I don't know, because what has Jermaine Dupri produced lately? I could give him his catalog.
I would say early on, remember he had SWB.
What has he been producing in this era?
I don't really know right now. In this era right now, no, I don't know.
Because I like niggas like Alchemist, nigga. Them the type of beats I like.
This nigga. That just got on me for even bringing a nigga up, didn't he?
No, I didn't. I said,
that's who you rocking with right now. That's your favorite one right now.
I actually
I
said,
like Metro Boomin.
I would like Kendrick to do an album produced, executively produced by Alchemist. Metro Boomin cool, but a lot of his shit sound the same too. I don't like producers where they shit sound the same.
I tell you like this, I think Styles make fights. So somebody like Kendrick, I think he'll do perfect with a DJ Quick.
What they about
I'll be right back.
What about the what's the boy name? Was it Havoc? What's the dude from Mobb Deep?
Oh, Havoc and Prodigy.
I think he produced a lot of things that people don't really understand either. Or knew that was something decent, I should say. But Cub just acting like he on this quick bandwagon, Cub capping.
He had to listen, it took him to go back and really low, go through quick, to realize.
I didn't know Cub really did this.
Yeah, man, I did low-key get on this nigga head like, nigga, Quick got some shit, though.
Nah, I know Quick got shit. I wasn't negating that, but it's like, we was debating nothing to me. Like, Quick is a legend. I don't take nothing legendary from him. But like I said, for me, I just got Nipsey, and they can say what they want. Oh, and it's not even just because of that. Nipsey music, Cub really didn't miss that much. Cub just really get on.
I don't, he got little on us. Got little this
nigga crazy, cuz. What else we got, man, going on?
Yeah, you got your boys up there at the Marathon Burger still talking, homie.
I can't get that. No energy, bro.
I ain't giving none either. Bro.
I ain't. Shout out to Black Sam.
No, I'm talking about the actual another location. They franchising.
No, that's what I was finna say. Yeah, shout out to dope. Black Sam and stuff for keeping the Marathon going and for them to open another branch that's big. I know they said they wanted something about like 5 in different places, and them is two great.
Location for
exactly.
tourists.
Exactly. For Melrose, Venice. You know, Venice Beach State.
That's foot traffic all day.
That's perfect. Like,
that's perfect. Yeah. That's foot traffic all damn day that he can get along with. I kind of hope he kind of put one like in like the South Bay area, man. That'd be cool too.
You said South Bay?
Yeah, like the South Bay.
I think they got to start branching to different states after this. You don't think so?
I think you got to capitalize on your own territory first, then
yeah,
branch
but how
out.
Many more you think he need out here? Where else they gonna go?
I mean, In-N-Out just started going to Texas. They just started. And they big out here. You know what I'm saying? I think he got to really capture the market out here before he go out of state.
So how many?
I mean, unless.
So how many you think they should make out here before? He
I think he need one
branch?
In Long Beach. I think he for sure need one like in the South Bay area. I don't think he necessarily need. Or you know what? It'd be a cool spot if he can get one at LAX at one of the airport LAX or
inside LAX.
Yeah, inside LAX or something like that. I think
nah,
that'd be a good look for him.
That'd be great.
That'd be a good look for him because then as soon as you fly in, it's like, oh, Marathon Burger.
Fucking LA.
LA,
yeah,
yeah, exactly.
That's like a staple. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nah, for sure.
I think he needed somewhere like that. But at the end of the day, man, I hope he continue to push the Marathon, man, because. Love Nip.
Nah, he definitely gonna continue that. He definitely gonna continue that. I was seeing that. So who you got in the finals, man? This is like feel like the finals right now was like
ass.
Exactly. It's ass. Exactly. That's basically what I was getting at. It's like, damn. And I feel like they robbed the boy Halliburton for the MVP. You think Siakam should have got that?
I don't think Siakam should have got it, but Siakam has been balling. I mean, he kind of been stepping up playing.
He balling, but I think it was right before this series, like 3 games straight, Halliburton hit them buzzer beaters or took them to overtime.
Remember
or
I was talking about point guards.
The clutch moments,
yeah.
He the one who rose to the occasion. And he still had enough points. He still was putting up 30, 12.
I like
12,
the fact that Halliburton is a real point guard. He does do the assist. You know, he's like the classic point guard.
But I was surprised he was a point guard. I damn near thought he was a 2 at first.
Nah, he's a real point.
Nah, he is. He be balling.
I just think, though, right now it's going to be bad for the NBA because, I mean, unfortunately, bro, it's a – two small market teams, and not like that. When you got teams like the Lakers sitting out, Boston sitting out, the Knicks.
Warriors.
Yeah, Warriors, like teams that's been holding
build
on.
Franchises.
Yeah, the blue chip organizations, when you got like these fairly new teams, well, Pacers aren't new, but OKC, that's the old Seattle Supersonics, so it's technically a new franchise.
OKC down there better look than Indiana, besides, because you had the Paul George and you had the Kevin Durant
and Westbrook,
So now I'm looking at it like they're trying to get us prepared to accept these young rising stars.
Yeah,
because you got to think, if LeBron play another year, hopefully he do. I want to see him come back. Now what I'm starting to see now on social media is they're opening the vault on LeBron and trying to show all his highlights. Because I think people not going to really appreciate him until he's gone.
He
starts to run that back. He like, damn, that nigga
you
really
love
was
to hate
cooking.
Him. Right now, you love to hate
he
LeBron,
was cooking.
Right? Yeah,
like. What they going to do when they have nobody to hate on no more? Because LeBron is the most hated person in the NBA. So you're going to hate on LeBron.
Eventually, you're going
to hate Steph goes out. Who else we got? We got
KD.
Kawhi, Paul George, KD.
Yeah.
after these niggas, after this wave of niggas, it's over.
Yeah, honestly, because because Paul George, yeah, I mean.
Who else? We got Steph gone. When Steph and them, Chris Paul and them, all these niggas is out the league. Then you got, who going to be the face? Because that's why they're trying so hard to give it to Anthony Edwards. We thought John Morant was going to get it for a minute. He started fucking up. He want to be a street young YN. He losing his brain. He ain't even dunking like that no more. It's no exciting players. Like, you know, when we was younger, you had the Vince Carters, the Tracy McGrady's. You had the Kobe's. You had the AIs. You had everybody that
you had real rivalry, bro.
Right. And you had people that was really loved to hoop. Like KG and them. You had niggas that in every position that like, oh, this could be a highlight person.
It wasn't like it was everybody saturated. Now it's oversaturated with three-point shooting. That's just really what it is. Everybody want to shoot the ball. You got Jokic shooting three. You get what I'm saying? If this was in the early 90s and early 2000s, this big ass would be in the paint trying to go back and forth with Shaq or something like that. Yeah,
I'm watching Karl Anthony Towns. I'm like, what are you doing? Man. Why are you always at the three? Like, you way too big and soft for that. Like, how you 7 foot and these niggas be soft
as hell? Have you seen the memes that they be posting about Karl Anthony Towns, bro? Yeah. As, man, they making it seem like he's suspect like a mug, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I be seeing that. The way they be on that nigga so tough to where he passed the ball. He can't even get a pass for it. That should be crazy to me.
But honestly, though, if I got to pick one or the other, bro, I guess I'm going to go with OKC because they're closer to the West. I mean, at the end of the day, they represent the West Coast.
I feel like they trying to give it to the MVP. But at first, I'm like, damn, this Halliburton nigga, I like that he's able to ride to the occasion. And I'm an underdog type of nigga. So if they are the underdogs, I want to see him win. But it's like, there is no...
You ain't got no dog in a fight.
Yeah,
you ain't got no dog in a fight. And honestly, I think this is going to be one of the lowest ratings of the championship finals in a long time, bro. This is one of the finals that I don't even look forward to, like, even going home. I think the last...
It's like you catch it, you catch it. Nigga don't even really care about watching.
I think the last time I felt like this about an NBA finals, remember when the Lakers was on a three-peat and they was playing the New York Mets? I mean, not New York Mets, the New York Nets.
Yeah.
That's when they had Kidd and all them. The Lakers was, like, just running through. That finals was born. This is how I'm kind of feeling about this. I don't really feel like I had a dog in a fight. I don't think most people actually care about these two organizations. I'm really understanding now, you really do need like a blue chip in the championship game. Because again, if the Knicks was in it, I don't even think we'd be having this conversation. I think everybody would be riding with New York, you know what I'm saying, to see Brunson and all them play.
So I don't know if you've seen this going on. They had the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. They said the Department of Homeland Security is considering a reality TV show pitch that would put immigrants through a series of challenges to compete for U.S. citizenship. That's a cold game. Hey, they trying to put a nigga through some military
shit. Basically a Squid Game. Exactly. That's going to be a Squid Game at this point. Homie, give us a be an American?
That's crazy. Oh, and you know they're going to be competing hard as hell.
Hard as
a motherfucker. That's I'm like, the U.S. is so cold. They trying to make a mockery out of the immigrants to compete. They like, how can we capitalize and make money off of them?
We're going to
make compete games. They damn near doing the Hunger Games.
Yeah, exactly. Hunger Games mixed with Squid Game. Yeah, that's going to be...
What type of competitions you think they gonna have for these niggas? Like, what do you have to do? You can compete for a situation. They said fucking laughing stock. Like, they playing games with people's lives. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's unfortunate. But I'm gonna tell you this. People are gonna watch it. People are gonna
for
watch
sure.
it. And you know what it's gonna be? It's gonna be so many contestants failing out to be a part of that game. Because at the end of the day, everybody wanna slice of this American pie, which is unfortunate that we have to capitalize on someone's misery. We're laughing at their pain. We're laughing at their life. And it's unfortunate, but I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be one of the best reality TV shows if they do it, bro. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Everybody going to be tuning in because, you know, a lot of people like to think of immigrants. They only think of the Mexicans.
The Mexicans, no. You got to think about
it. But you got the Haitians. You got the Belizeans. You got everybody.
Every part of the country, bro. Yeah. And even what about the people that's facing asylum? Like, that's those war-torn countries like... the Russian
Israel and all exactly. them type of people. Like, so yeah, because then now they're letting anybody to compete
anybody
at this point. Yeah.
And then just imagine the backstory. You know, they got to interview you. Like, so why
talk about why you want to be out here so much?
Man,
yeah.
And then you go.
Then
start,
they show your whole town shit blowing up.
That's what you know what's crazy. As that's more and more crazy. Talk about it, I will be invested in that because just imagine seeing somebody from like the Ukraine talking about, man, I lost everything. My wife died in the bomb.
Nigga, they're going to be ready to kill for U.S. citizenship. That's what I'm saying. What type of games do you think they're going to have them competing on? Because they're going to make it to where it's cutthroat and rugged, I believe.
Like American Ninja Warrior?
I feel like they're going to really make it like some Hunger Games. Like, you got to survive how bad you want they're not going to allow people to unalive people on TV, of course.
Nah.
But they're going to make it brutal, I believe. Like, put them through all type of courses, because what are the qualifications? How do they be prepared to even come to this? Like, do you got to get in shape? Do you got to be a certain way? Because some people are coming where they don't even have the luxury of being able to work out and do certain and eat a certain
drink
way.
Drink water, clean water, and things like that.
Yeah, do you take a group of people and train them in the U.S. first and then allow them to compete to get them healthy and stuff like that? Because you coming from a lot of impoverished places where they don't have, where they fighting for everything already as it is.
This is going to sound so messed up, but then at that point, if you make it a physical competition, you got to take the best of the best immigrant. I'm just saying.
I know, what they're going to do is say they go to a country or a city, then they're going to have to compete in that city. Yep. To even qualify to be in the U.S. competition, the same way
it's
you get to the Olympics.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a trial.
I'm saying? Yeah. Then they're going to start adding that shit in the Olympics. Then they're going to start adding it somewhere else. Like, they're going to be cold with that shit. Shit is for real.
Yeah, I think that's going to make wonderful TV for the masses. I'm going to check it out. But, man, that's gonna be dirty work, though, man, if they did that. Because, honestly, what about the people that want to do it that didn't get picked or they not qualified to do it, whether it's a disability or... like you said, they just didn't have the access to apply for that position. So it's going to create a lot of hatred, man.
It's going to come with a lot, because you got to think, too, like, most people, just imagine, now, do you let the men compete with men?
Oh, yeah,
or do you let
on.
Men compete with women?
No,
because just imagine, because say if I compete, and now...
I think men and women...
No, because separate. Do you allow a person to compete to get their family there? Because I'm not going to just compete and want to be like, okay, I know I'm an athlete, I can compete, and my family can't come. Is this U.S. citizenship going to come for all of us? Or is it just going to come for me and I leave my family and got to come back?
So self-preservation, you know what I mean? That's comes first. So if you so listen, it's ways around it. So if you marry and then you become an American citizen, if you have a wife,
everybody else comes.
They got to come with you because your family. So look, as you stepped off, we were talking about how they're saying they're going to try to create like a TV show for for immigrants to be American citizens. So we was basically saying like, damn, that's going to be like some Hunger Games / American Gladiator type shit. So they're going to take other immigrants from different parts of the world to compete whatever way they're going to do to get for an American citizenship. And we like, that's crazy, because what about the people that's facing asylum that's in war-torn countries? What about people that don't have the access to do it? Or what are they going to be doing for this American citizenship? That's going to be like the modern hunter.
What type of games would they have to come
All
up?
I'm going
to
say is, can I put my parlays in now?
Who you gonna bet on?
You bet on black. You gotta bet on black.
Nah, but who you gonna bet on? Like we said, because like what I was just saying, most people think it's gonna be just the immigrants that we used to seeing. But you gotta think about from
the
Haiti
world.
That's what I just said.
Yeah,
can so we bet?
They gonna for sure make y'all bet.
Prize
who, but
picks,
who you parlaying on? Who?
Prize
who?
Picks.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's gonna be cool.
Prize?
Hey, just imagine. You know, I used to play video games and they show a player, then they show the stats. Like, what do you compare it though? Because like we were saying, some people are more hungry. Some people are more strong in different places. You know who they gonna be betting on? All the Africans.
If it's anything to do with them running, long-term running.
But it's gonna be different. But what's crazy, because if they do this, I think they should decide from like, whatever continent, whatever country, like, it should be a strength for everybody. Like, so say, like you said.
You got to make it equal,
Nah, what I mean is, like, if the blacks are good at running, they should have a one thing where you can compete with running. But whatever culture or country is good at something.
They have the best of
they
that.
Should be able to win at one of their things. Like, you have to compete against something that they're
good
at.
Nah, they're going
to
do it like this, bro. They're going to make it like the American Ninja Warrior. They're going to have a whole obstacle course with a number of different things that they got to compete at. And whatever your country strength is, you probably winning that. And whatever your weakness is, you're going to lose in that.
Bro.
And whoever is the best overall, well-rounded, that's who's going to win. I mean, I'm here for it, but at some point, it's going to have to be some type of physical combat involved. I don't know if it's going to be MMA.
Hey, remember American Gladiator?
Just think.
That's
bro,
what I'm, that, remember yeah, the big that's, nah, that's all I'm saying.
What
that's
I'm saying is, just think of how it's going to go. Somebody going to crash out.
Of course.
If I lose and I'm trying, if they over here bombing where
Messiah,
I'm at or anything going
what?
Out, nigga, and I lose, nigga, I'm crashing
all right,
out.
So listen, what you just said, somebody crashing out, just imagine that's on CBS or Fox or any NBC.
You know how many seasons they really wouldn't plan
that's
this.
That's going to be a gold mine for that network, whoever get that idea. Because I'm telling you, if they crash out, bro, people love drama, especially when you're not involved in it. They love to see other people's problems. So if somebody's crashing out, talking about, I lost, I'm not going back, I'm ready. Man, that's going to draw somebody.
You know who's going to pick it up?
Huh?
Zeus.
I think this is going to be on a real television network because
shout out to Zeus. They're going to be squabbling like a motherfucker.
You know how many seasons of that they can make?
That's going to be endless, bro. that's going to be endless. Especially if you do it something like once a year.
And it's always going to be fresh as long as they don't have the same courses. That's why I said the Hunger Games. Like, the only thing about the Hunger Games, they start unliving people. But if they make it like that, it's going to they some cold motherfuckers.
They can make it where they don't unalive the people. They can just make it where, like, you know, say you go paintball shooting, you tag somebody, boom, 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 in a deadly spot.
How much of a problem is immigration if now y'all want to let them compete?
Man, it's a problem, citizen? Bro.
No, that's, let me finish talking. I don't even let a nigga finish his point. God damn.
Hey, this
nigga. Nigga always
niggas don't like a dose of their own medicine.
Nah, nigga, it ain't a dose. Nigga, you do that shit all the fucking time. But all I'm saying is, by letting them compete, they're basically making a mockery out of these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, compete. If they can't even buy or go through certain protocols to get the U.S. citizenship, y'all want them to compete. Yeah, y'all got to compete in, like, a sport. They're creating a new sport, basically.
Yeah, and it's just going to be unfortunate because it's someone's misery. And again, just imagine you going back to your family saying, man, I didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? We didn't win because I got tired. Whatever the excuse may be. And then now you're shamed. You get what I'm saying? It's just going to be all bad for the losers who, when they have to go back home.
Man, stop acting like you give a fuck.
No, I don't. Because I'm an American citizen. I told you, I'm going to tune in. But I can just have the empathy and the compassion of the people that got to go back. It's like when LeBron Bolland, what's that boxer? He beat that German dude back in the day. He was under Hitler. And then when he lost that fight, they sent his ass to World War II.
Well, what if they make it like, what was that Asian TV show?
He already said it. Squid Games.
Yeah, Squid Games.
Yeah, that's what I said. Squid
make
Games.
Make it like Squid Games.
But again, you make it like Squid Games. Imagine you going home because you the one that had to go first on a game where it's a game of chance. Like, they had to jump on the glass and pick the right one. Like,
what if it ain't no going home? What if you really getting unalive? Like, if you lose, you out of here.
TV, bro. They not going to have it on
Why
TV.
Why not?
Bro.
We in the era where you can start doing that shit.
If they did that, bro, that's going to be on pay-per-view.
Amazon Prime, nigga, you stream it, you got to pay $4.99.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to pay for that thing.
Man, society going to go crazy.
Yeah. Hell no, but you seeing it on Instagram every day. Yeah. Niggas dying every day on Instagram and Twitter every day. And
more people have empathy for those people than not. So people is going to go crazy. Bro. Like, y'all really going to take their pain and everything else and make it a game out of it?
I think we have empathy. I nowadays, bro, you see somebody bleeding on the side of the road or a car accident, most people pulling out their phones to record rather than calling 911. I think the empathy card is out with folks.
Facts. That shit do not exist. Niggas do not care. Nah, you could be on fire right now and they got the damn water hose right here. They gonna pick up their iPhone and do this.
Dude, exactly. Motherfuckers are going to citizen and I'm like, man, he burned it up like syphilis. They'll say some wild shit like that just to get a laugh out of nigga pain.
I mean, like I said, as long as I could bet on it, I really don't give a fuck. Because, I mean, you got a country. So all that empathy and all that, man, I don't care. You have a country.
What about
build your country up. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You have a country. Build your country up to be as great as the United States, nigga, to where you ain't got to come here.
Man, that sounds so fucked up that you're saying it like
that. I don't give a fuck, nigga. They don't give a fuck about you if you go over there.
No, I'm not saying they give a fuck, but I'm just saying you can't help. Listen, bro, if you're if you're a normal person, bro, just got a regular 9-to-5, let's just say in like Libya or something like that, bro, you can't help the fact that the government treat your country bad, bro. You just trying to survive.
Rise up and go against the government then.
One person can't do it, bro.
No, I'm saying all of y'all tired of y'all government, nigga, rise up like we should have been doing. Otherwise, shut the fuck up, because you take
it's easier said than done, because we talk about this all the time. It's more sheep out here than it is wolves. So, I mean, you saying that as if, like, it's easy, because that was the case, we wouldn't all be paying taxes right now.
Everybody nothing worth having is easy. But how easy is it for us to just say, okay, tomorrow everybody go exempt, and we're going to stay exempt for the rest of the year? Again, it's really easy. Nigga, go to work, go slog on your shit.
You doing the app. Yeah, exactly.
Put exempt, and we all do it. That is that easy, but everybody's scared. So that's why I'm like, what?
Hey, so what you just proved my point. If everyone is scared, you're going to be one of the few ones that's going to be like, man, kill this nigga, bro. I mean, don't lie to this cat, bro. Tripping.
Well, if you scared, you don't deserve to have shit. That's how I feel. Fuck is you scared about, nigga? You're losing now. So what else is to be scared about? You already losing now.
Most people are scared of the unknown.
They're scared of the unknown?
Because if it's not a clear blueprint for them, then that's the problem with society. If it's not a clear blueprint, people ain't going to take action behind it. They just going to be like, I'm going to just accept it the way it is. People like to compartmentalize and be stuck where it's normal, like where it's regular. Anything that's uncomfortable or that make you take a risk about something, majority ain't doing it.
But some people can also have this position where they can have a family where I'm not worried about myself, but what about they try to or my family, whoever my extended, you know, my children, they come after them. That's
sure, you're taking it too deep. All you're talking about is going exempt on a job.
No, he talking about if you don't stand up, bro, you know what I'm saying? You don't deserve to live. Like
I'm saying, if you don't stand up for what you want and you don't have it, you don't deserve it, nigga, because you ain't standing up for it. Why would I have empathy for you not going after what you want? I'm supposed to feel sad for you, nigga? No.
Again, it's easier said than done because you in a situation where you don't have to do it like that, bro. Some people are really out here living like that.
Who said it had to be easy? Why do we keep saying
he's
it's not
basically
easy?
Saying if you wasn't willing to die for something, you're not fit to live in a sense. Like, so you basically are a coward. Like, if you you could be living for your kids, you know what I'm saying, or really wanting to die for your kids or something like that. Like majority of men on purpose, they will live to the point of the get rich or die trying. Like you have to have a purpose that you're willing to.
Of course.
Live and execute. Other than that, like you said, you just wasting air at this point.
Like, do you feel sorry for people who sit on the side of the road and just hold a sign and say food?
No, because they have a job.
No,
they're begging.
No, right. But why don't you have empathy?
Because if they show no sign of physical ailment, like a missing limb or nothing like that, I have no empathy for them.
So if an immigrant has no ailment, why are they trying to rush over here instead of just building over there?
Well, because certain countries are ruled in a way where they're not able to have the capitalists like we do. They can't just go out, create a business or have an idea and make money off of it. That's the thing about with us. We have capitalism. So somebody who doesn't have it can come up with an idea, execute, and change their life. Some countries, they can't do that.
There's more citizens than the government officials making the rules, though. So it's like, if y'all just go chip them government officials, y'all can make your own government.
Could make that shit sound good.
That's what I'm saying. You make it sound like, is he like, man, you...
Boston Tea Party, cuz.
Again, bro, you talking about some 17?
I don't
70.
It, nigga, it was worse. It was worse then. What you mean? Nigga, niggas out there with swords and shields. Nigga, you got to stick a nigga.
Nigga, it sound good. We out here getting fucked by the government. Niggas ain't doing shit. Exactly. And niggas ain't finna chip nobody, no government officials out here.
Homie, hey, they not even firing on the police, bro. They not even.
I ain't gonna say that. They popped on Trump, allegedly.
All I'm saying is, if you feel you getting fucked and you're not doing nothing about it, you're agreeing with getting fucked.
It takes more than just. It takes the down there everybody.
Yeah, yeah, you can't just solo do it by yourself, because if that's the case, that's what crashing out is for. At that point, you crashing out.
It's so fucked up nowadays. You try to start any type of coalition, niggas are ready to, they'll tell on your ass. This thing is hoping to get some fucking sympathy from the government.
Man.
This is how they get the sheep. If you ain't got this book, go get this book. Crystallizing Public Opinion by Edward Bernays. So this is how the government trains you to think. The ideas that you have in your home amongst your family, they put them in your brain. Read this book. It shows the techniques of persuasion and propaganda used by governments and corporations. I'm going to read this on the plane on the way to Chicago this weekend. I'll be in Iraq. So if you're in Iraq and you're trying to work, tap in. But it's deeper than the ocean floor. It's a reason why all these sheep are so afraid. Read this book. It's called Propaganda. One of the biggest tools of propaganda is this motherfucking device. You got to realize, when the Boston Tea Party and shit was going on, people were outside living their lives. They didn't have these distractions, nigga. They was outside trying to feed their family every day. And that tax, they was paying attention to what was going on when they hit them with that tax. They're like, nigga, we can't afford this. They didn't have no YouTube to scroll and just ignore what was going on. They didn't have no dating apps to be swiping on Tinder. We just swiping away, ignoring everything that's going on. That's why people really not standing up. Cut all this shit off, cut the TV off, cut everything off, and then let a lot of this shit be going on where people are noticing it happening in front of their faces. A lot more people would stand up. But we got so many distractions where nobody cares. They're like, oh, well, you know, my AC work, my heat work. Yeah, I might got to cut back this month, but hey, I can still stream baddies.
Yeah, no, it's
you know
comfort.
What I'm saying?
It's a book called The Comfort Crisis that talks about exactly what you just said. And it's about being comfort. When you comfort, you lose your edge, bro. But when you constantly out here living on edge, you gain your purpose. Because again, when you get comfortable, you make soft men. So I agree with you on that. But I feel like this. It just takes more than you just waking up and just saying, okay, I'm going to do this. I do. I feel like you need at least a group of us to have that like-minded. Because again, you just said the Boston Tea Party. Same thing with the Haitian Revolution. It wasn't just one black dude that said, you know what, F the French, we about to go against them. It was a group of them. And that's when they started putting the stakes on those folks' heads. So when they was coming there, trying to take over the island, they was tripping.
No, for sure. I'm just saying, start small.
Yeah, you have to.
I agree with what you're saying, but I think the problem with most people, if it's not physically affecting them, they feel like it's not affecting them. Like, Just imagine, like when we talk about taxes and stuff and things like that, if somebody handed you your full amount of your check, then took everything that they said they taxing you for. You're looking at that like, damn. But instead of them just it automatically getting taken out before you even receive it, people just accept it like, I can't do nothing about it. So that's the bigger problem. And that comes with everything else, I believe, in a sense, like you said, with these devices and everything else. Majority of people don't physically feel like nothing is happening in there. Yeah. They don't feel like nothing is going on. They're not even aware enough or even care enough. Like you said, they're so distracted. But if they felt the effects of it to where it was something taken from them in a physical sense, then they might react a little different.
Now that's a great ass point. Because imagine they gave you your full check and then you had to go to the bank and then give the taxes away every single payday. That's a great point.
A lot of people will be avoiding
like, I'm keeping this, nigga. Now you like, fuck the job too, nigga. You already fucking me. Now niggas is like, facts. But once they get there, they just cool with a happy little direct deposit, but you missing $2,000 more you could have had off of something.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
So I think majority of that, but to your point, that's the effects of how people should be feeling. That's why they don't understand us when we be passionate about it and speaking about certain things, because we realize we being fucked, and these motherfuckers is just like, y'all cool with it. But yes, it's easy to say. Y'all can blame us because we can be ready to be frontline about something. But if you don't have the collective, like Short said, of majority of people with you, it does no effect. It does not have no impact. All they're going to do is say them niggas were stupid or they stood up for something and believed in what they believed in and went out bad. They should never have done that.
Nobody's afraid of an individual finger. But you close that fist up, now you got something. That's all I'm saying. You just need a few people that's really to ready to go to whatever extent possible. Once they see that, then you'll get that respect.
You know what we got to do? We got to eliminate the fear of dying out of society. That's ultimately what's stopping everything. The fear of dying and death is what keeps everybody frozen.
Yeah.
If you was to eliminate that fear, bro, it's no limit we would go to as humans to buck back at what's going on. But you like, damn, I don't want to be the first one to get chipped.
Let me ask you this then. Do you feel like you, both of y'all feel like y'all lost y'all fear of that?
I think I have in a sense. I think I have. I think I'm more afraid of dying and not accomplishing what I believe I was put here to accomplish, my purpose.
Facts, like, you feel like most people that go too early, and I'm going to say God forbid, because when you get to talking about shit, things become things. Yeah. But I don't think I'm afraid of that. I've been through too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, not saying I've been through too much. I'd have been shot. I'd have been in ICU. I'd have been in too many situations where it's like, you develop a mindset where it's like, fuck it. But like bro just said, you want to accomplish certain things because we all on the clock. It's nothing to be to that point of getting to being able to live up to who you are. Being able to live to who you are and having your mama be proud of you. Or you being proud of yourself, you know what I'm saying? Going out with no regrets. Because that's why I say that all the time. Like, some people be mad about, like, we'll say certain things. Like, if we see people that died at 30-something years old, and they'd be like, damn, he died too young. But he lived a life that nobody ever lived.
Yep.
And then you get people that be like, but they'll tell you right now that 30 is old. Unless you rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? So,
but then you got somebody that's 75 years old who've never done half never of the done things nothing. That 30-year-old
And that's
did
what I'm saying. I'd rather have took that life that lived and got to the top of wherever he out, didn't die broke and all that shit, and got to live his life on his terms versus the motherfucker that was 75 that's on the bed with all the damn regrets, wishing the what ifs and everything else that they would have did with their life. Like,
I totally agree with you on that. I know I lost that fear for sure, but like, show last year, that fear done me. So at this point is just, I'm grateful for every moment by moment, day by day. And like you said, we strive to work on our goals and do what we need to do. And the closer you get to accomplishing your purpose or learning something new every day, that's a win.
That's a fact, because it was a time where niggas didn't even think about dying. It was just like, we just didn't give a fuck. Nigga, we was in life-threatening situations every day laughing at the shit.
Man,
like,
let's just be real. Literally. How many times you done went to like an area you're not supposed to be in for some pussy?
Nigga, just, like, oh
you
my
get
God.
What I'm saying?
Nigga, I had a whole story about like, nigga.
But I'm just saying, we all did.
I almost went to jail. Nigga almost died over it and everything else. Man. I wouldn't do this again. But I do want to say this too, at certain points in my life too, where I felt like I was hopeless. I really just didn't care. I didn't value my life enough. And that's what you really realize when you crashing out or you're doing certain things. You think like, yeah, this is just everything I'm a participating in, but you really just don't give a fuck about yourself. That's why it's so easy not to give a fuck about the next person and their lives and stuff like that. So that's the main thing. And you start
Bishop said that in Juice.
What? And that's facts though. But when I think about myself in those state of minds, it's like, nigga, I don't even give a fuck, nigga. Yeah. Like, so now you willing to take it wherever you want to go because I already don't care anyway.
Or did you think of like a nigga brain wasn't really fully developed? You know they say don't develop to 25 because I think about shit I was doing it like in my teens. I couldn't even imagine doing that. Like, damn, I really did that. Like, nigga, really, nigga, fuck was I thinking?
When you start hitting the highlights of life.
Because you're really thinking, like, nigga, it was a crowd out here. It was people. Like, it was cameras here. It was like, you start thinking about all type of shit that you was doing that you did not give a fuck. Like, you didn't even think.
I think.
I could get caught or lose my life. Like, that wasn't even a thought.
I'm doing it, and that's it.
I don't give a fuck.
I always felt like we would get away. But a lot of things, I think, too. You know how the eras is different because you get the people like in the 80s or the 90s and they be like, man, we was able to do this. We was able to do that.
No cameras.
I think we still had those moments before technology got to this point.
Yeah.
So once you start seeing niggas get smacked by cameras or because it wasn't cameras on the streetlights. It wasn't cameras at every light. It wasn't even on the ring doorbells.
You know what I'm talking about? The ring
doorbells.
We didn't even have this. Nigga, the phone pinging.
Exactly. And not even just that, nigga. It wasn't cool to record. When they came out with the chirps and everything else, niggas were going, nigga, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you recording this and stuff like that. Now, it's the opposite. Like, everything is being recorded.
It's
niggas,
Instagram gratification.
Niggas is recording. Like, homies getting whooped. Niggas is recording everything. World Star came. All that stuff started transcending. Like, that wasn't even a cool thing. Like, now it's became cool. So I just think the times is changing. It's either you adapt with it and learn how to move if you're still going to be on that or you don't. And I think that was the biggest thing, like, just not giving a fuck. And it's easy to activate that mindset also, unless you start to consider the value of your life and the value of the lives of people you affect. I didn't realize I affected people's lives as much as I did until I started being in certain situations to where it's like, damn, like you don't even realize because I got a high tolerance for pain, but other people that see me going through the pain is probably more affected from the pain than me.
So
I didn't understand a lot of that type of stuff. So now those things come in consideration. You know what I mean?
We in a new day in age, bro. We're in Minority Report, fool. They finna start literally locking people up for crimes they didn't commit before they committed it. They already there, bro. I just seen some crazy wild-ish. They got some type of new contact lens you can see with your eyes closed.
When my eyes are closed, it's time to go to sleep.
All I'm saying is, bro, they got the technology we've been seeing in these movies. They're rapidly starting to unveil it. They're putting articles out left and right. So you like your brain is overloaded, but you're really not paying attention to the wild stuff that they really putting out here. So all of that, what we was doing back in the early 2000s and the late 90s, them days are long gone. Your ass is getting caught straight up. You better try to find some way to get some legit running in to where it's piling in, to where you ain't even got to think about that. Because even now, even if I'm at my lowest, there's no way I could go take the same type of risk I was taking at 19 or 18 when I went to prison and all that. Like, there's no way. I got to find a different type of way. I got way too much on my plate. I got way too many people dependent on me to just go out there and be like, man, I don't give a fuck about nothing. I can't because it ain't just me. Before it was, I thought it was just me. But then when you in jail, then your mama coming to visit you, you feel me, your family out there, then you like, God damn, it ain't just me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you got to get your mindset right. And a lot of that to help you reading these damn books and opening your mind up. Because a lot of the stuff we talk about, y'all out there talking about we crazy. No, you the crazy one because you don't got the information. And they got your dumb ass stuck in a mind warp. But the second you open your mind up, you realize how trapped you really were. I'm going to end it on that. Y'all go as long as you want.
I don't think you should end it right here yet.
So I'm saying, y'all do what y'all do. Y'all finna go up.
All right. I wanted to take it to one more thing, man. It's June. They say it's Men's Mental Health Month. I don't think we prioritize our mental health enough as men. So I want to shout out to all the men out there fighting their battles. You know, a lot of us as men, we suffer in silence. We don't feel like we have no companionship. People are being more lonely nowadays. Not for myself. You know, I could be alone and not be lonely. But I want to shout out to everybody that's dealing with that and just understand there is ways to go through things without checking out. Because sometimes God set us back to set us up for something better. Sometimes we got to go through things, and I say people all the time, it's like burning out the bullshit in you. because you got to learn these lessons. Life is going to be the hardest teacher. But when you learn these lessons, then things start to change. And I know a lot of things that used to help me as far as in my own situations. Meditation is a good form. And a lot of people don't know how to meditate in small things. You know what I mean? Sitting with yourself, being inside your own energy, and just controlling your breath. So counting to 10, inhaling, exhaling. And gotcha. This is like, it's like a computer. You know what I mean? You can have so much stuff piled up, data and thoughts in your mind. When you meditate, it clears all that out. It's like a refreshment. It's like a new download, and you start to allow things to come. You just be aware of it, let it come through, and let it go out. You know what I'm saying? Get in the gym. Sometimes go with your partner. Sometimes you got to get away from your girl. This ain't nothing against the women, but sometimes you around too much feminine energy.
Boom.
You need to be around males, or you need to be in your own energy. There's nothing better than being in your own energy. That's when you feel the best 100% yourself. A lot of us think that the companion is what keeps you balanced, but you're keeping her balanced. But at the same time, you got to develop and get in your own energy. So checking out ain't the way, especially if you got people depending on you. Because if it's getting that bad, it's somebody always doing worse than you. And we always in two positions. So when y'all be comparing things in your life, just know somebody's always going to be doing better and somebody always going to be doing worse. So you have to really have to develop that inner strength for yourself and that mindset and be able to stick through it. You know what I'm saying? It's what they say before, you got to go through it, it gets worse before it get better.
Yeah, let me touch on a couple things. Either you're going to go through a storm, you're in a storm, or you come out of a storm. I do believe this. You touched on a couple things I kind of want to dive into. You were basically saying being amongst the family, you can kind of have that feminine energy being around your woman and things like that. That's why it's important that men sharpen men, iron sharpen iron. Find a men group. Join a gym. If not, join something that you into where you're amongst men, where you can talk about certain things. I do feel like us as men, we got to stop having that I'm okay by myself. It's cool to have a circle of people you can vent to. And if you don't have nobody, like you said, get one with nature. Go for a walk. Meditate. Pat your feet on the ground. Find something that you can do to escape from that negativity. That's something positive so you can serve your purpose. Get a dog, walk the dog, whatever the case may be, they feed your soul, you got to put you first. Because if you constantly pouring your water jug into everybody else who's pouring into you, but you got to take time for yourself and do things for you. It's okay to be selfish. There's 24 hours in a day. You can take 1 hour for you, whether it's the gym, being around your boys, doing something constructive, productive, having a circle of men that you can talk to. Iron sharpens iron at the end of the day, fam. Oh, you check yourself out, bro. That's what we should do.
And I want to say this too. Sometimes, and this is for the women, sometimes y'all got to understand us as men, we need to be alone. Sometimes yeah. We need to be in silence. Sometimes we need to just, it got nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? You could be sitting there silent. They could be like, what's wrong? What's this? What's that? And now you irritated because you keep asking me this shit.
And it's
like, this
wrong.
Is why I think it's important for men to have man caves or just a place even in your own area or circumference space. Where you could just be in your own space, because we are automatically naturally thinking about our next moves to better all of us. So I can't operate sometimes in my best way if you are invading that space. So don't get the wrong idea when it comes to your man when he's just quiet or he wants to be in his own space. It don't always mean something wrong. He's probably just trying to figure out something better to produce. But like I said, to everybody out there dealing with mental health, man, stay strong. It's a lot of people that more people care about you than they don't. And I think more people need to actually broadcast and give people their flowers or their appreciation. Most people just want to feel appreciated for small things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The pleases and thank yous go a long way.
A long way.
You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of that stuff goes unnoticed. And most men do everything and get no appreciation, especially the ones I see with families and taking care of the household. They don't know that this nigga went out and grinded every day, still doing everything, and he still has to deal with his own stuff. So you got to deal with his own back, especially if you had kids. You taking on the kids. You taking on a girl. You trying to make everybody else happy. You putting everybody before you. Most men that's really out here doing for their families or trying to do for their people are putting their own needs to the side for the most part. And I don't think you should do that, because to be the best version of yourself, like you just said, you have to pour into yourself. And that allows you to have that energy to pour into everybody else.
Yeah, being a man is a thankless job. That's why having a circle is essential. Just like Short said, like Bro said, that is essential, because we understand what they don't understand. It's not even like they doing it on purpose. It's just natural, though. But don't nobody understand the struggle that you're going through like somebody going through the same struggle as you. That's why when it's like, oh, you going to talk to your woman, she get kind of turned off. Yeah, she's not wired to deal with your type of problem. So you shouldn't even be going to your woman to try to solve your problems anyway. You should be calling one of your boys who done already went through that before, or somebody that you know who done went through that before, who can help guide you through that. Like, if you ain't never been through family court and you about to go to family court, I'm sure you got homeboys who done already been through it, where they could tell you, look, bro, calm down. It ain't like you see on TV. Look, you do this, you do that. These are the steps. These are the rights that you got that you don't know. Now he's like, oh, okay, I don't got to go spend $80,000 on the lawyer and this and that. I can just go file this paperwork also, myself. Hey, I can do this. I can do that.
With that, too, talk to them as they level. Sometimes you may have some homeboys may thinking going to family court is snitching if you tell them the truth. No, bro, that's not. Sometimes we got to meet them as our level. Bro, it's not a snitch if you handle your business for your kids, bro. You're not a bitch. You're not a snitch if you saying, hey, look, she does this, this, and that. I'm doing this, this, and that. That's not snitching, bro. That's you being a father to your children, fam. So sometimes we got to meet some of our homies on the level that they at. And we got to be big enough to explain to them, like, bro, that's it's cool if you go in there and tell them what's going on in family court.
No, that's super facts. Yeah. But, yeah, that was a great topic because I was finna just go up and be out of here, but I heard men's mental health. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to lock back in on that one because that's deep, man. The suicide rates is crazy. The men's suicide rates are higher than anybody's. Higher than women, children, anybody. Why? Because men have the weight of the world on their shoulders, and they feel like they don't have nowhere to turn. Why? Because we're taught you're weak if you ask for help.
Or show.
Especially our culture, bro. We taught dug it out alone, get it out the mud. We program all the way backwards. If my bro can help me get out of a struggle twice as fast as I can do by myself, why would I let my pride and ego take over and have to stomach that and shoulder that when I could just be like, hey, bro, woo, woo, wop. He like, oh, then there's nothing.
And that's crazy because you just took the words right out of my head. I was going to say a lot of us have too much pride and ego when it comes to because I don't want my homie to know what I'm going through. I don't want my brother to know what I'm going through. As a man, we feel like I just got to deal with that. And it is what it is. And I'm one of them. I'm like that too, where I feel like I tell myself it is what it is. You got to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So until it gets that crucial for me where like, because I don't want to become a burden for nobody else either. So I feel like I got to suffer through it because even at the end of this suffering, it's going to grow. I'm going to grow. I'm going to learn. And life is going to teach me something different because it's always light after the darkness. It's always something better once you make it through that. And then it makes us who we are today. So, like I said, just reach out. And any of my homies, man, if y'all dealing with mental health, y'all dealing with certain things, a nigga need to holler at me, or you feel like you can't, a nigga can, especially if you got my number. You should know that already. Because a lot of times, homies be dealing with shit, then they'll call me, and I'd be mad. Like, nigga, why you didn't been hit me, dumbass
also
nigga? Too, I probably could have helped your ass.
And or also, don't vent to social media. Don't put your problems on social media first. Journal that shit. Bro, journal that shit.
That's
talk
a great
talk to God. Because a lot of these men, y'all get out here and get emotional. Y'all sound like females when y'all be like, oh, this. Y'all expressing yourself. And they laughing at y'all,
see,
bro.
But that's what they talking about. That's why they don't talk.
No, but no. You're not supposed to put your...
I agree with the social media.
Yeah. Don't do that, bro. Talk to your homeboys. It's okay, man. Listen, us as men, we got to go back to the old school guy code, man. What's talked amongst men, stay amongst men. What goes on in a man cave, stays in a man cave. We can't be clowning the homies. We can clown amongst us when it's appropriate. But if somebody really going through something, you got to know when and where to draw the line, bro. If the homie's feeling vulnerable, he can talk to you and he's trusting you, man, respect that at the end of the day. Because if that's the case, then, homie, we're defeating the guy code at that point. We're being worse as women as far as gossiping and telling our business out to the streets.
And you got to think.
And this is the last thing I'm going to say right here on this. But I like what you said that is always underrated. Prayer works.
Always.
Prayer with faith and action, it works. You know what I'm saying? And you have to continuously be constant on that and pray on that. And you know what I mean? Sometimes, if you feel like you can't vent to nobody, vent to God, because that will, a sign or something from the world will show you which way you need to go. And most of us be knowing from our souls or our instincts of what we need to be doing, what we not to be doing, and cutting all them vices out. A lot of times, we resort to these drugs and alcohol and everything else, and that shit just make you worse the next day.
It suppresses the pain.
Yeah, nah, it ain't even suppressing. It's suppressing it for the moment, and then the next day you feel worse.
Yeah, and
you know, and now you're in a depressed fucking state. Like you said, get some sun, get outside, go on a hike, go work out. You know, do whatever you need to do to make you happy.
Live in the moment. Live in the now. It's impossible to be depressed if you're living in the now. I don't care what problems you got going on in life. If you're living in the moment, it's impossible to be depressed about it. I don't care if you're late on a bill, whatever. if you're not focused on that late bill, because the bill is already late.
Yep.
What you should be trying to focus on is finding ways to pay it, not stressing that it's late because it's already late. So stressing about it being late doesn't make it not late no more. It's still late.
And it adds more stress.
And that's what I'm saying. It just adds more stress. What you should do is try to game plan on ways to fix your problems, but don't fixate on the problem. What people do is they fixate on the problem. God damn, man, I need $500 more. But they're never thinking about a way to go get $500 more. If you would have just spent half the time actually going out and putting the work in, the faith and the work, you would have got the $500. But you sat there and just cried for a week straight talking about, man, I need the 500. Now your motherfucking lights off. Now your gas off. You know what I'm saying? Now you homeless. Actually put the action in. Stop focusing on stressing about your problems. Figure out a way to solve them.
Be solution oriented.
Be solution oriented. Be solution based. It's way too many times I be talking to niggas and niggas just want to tell you their problems. Never want to talk about a solution. They
that's
just want to tell
bitching
you their problems.
If you ask me, if you just talking about the problem and don't want to have a solution, you just bitching at that point. You just want to be a sounding board and just tell somebody your problems.
I feel like I give people the grace to speak about it, but you can't come to me again about the same problem.
Because you know
what I'm saying? Because sometimes people do need to just talk, and then some people can talk, and then that's how that helps them solve or find a solution for it. But some people just want to talk because they want to hear themselves talk.
So, Messiah, let me tell you this. It's a difference if I'm like, hey, bro, I got something I want to get off my chest, and then let me vent. But then if I'm saying, hey, bro, what you think about this? I'm going through this and this. If I'm asking for a solution, and then you give him a solution to combat the question he just asked you, and he choose not to do it, that's on him. You get what I'm saying? If he chooses not to take the advice that his homie that you just offered, all the advice to give, like, man, I'm here for you, and you give him that, and he choose not to do it because he just want to sit there and bitch and complain, then that's on him at that point. It's only so much you can do for
him. I agree, but that's why I said I give him the grace of being able to come and holler at me, because that's why niggas don't come talk to niggas, because they might feel that way. But now if you're constantly repeating the same thing, then now I'm enabling it. But if you just coming at me as the homie, you want to talk because you got a lot on your damn mind, I'm going to be open to hear about it.
I'm going to tell you like this. With venting, ask first. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Everybody's not equipped to take on your emotional venting. Like, you just dumping all your problems at that time. Because you don't know what that person going through.
They keep dumping their shit on you.
Everybody's not your emotional dumpster just because they're your friend. You don't know what they going through. Mm-hmm. You don't know if they're even mentally capable to even give you an answer to your problem.
Because your problem might not even be a problem to them.
They might tell you some bullshit to make your problem worse. So you really need to be analyzing the person you're venting to. Like, can they even help me with this problem? Because you know damn well your homie who sit here with no job, alcoholic, smoking weed all day, how the fuck is he going to help you with anything you got to do?
Facts.
This nigga don't pay bills. He sleep on a mattress, play video games. What sound advice could he really offer you? So you really got to analyze that too, because there be times niggas be just out the blue, just start dumping all type of shit on me. I mean, if you got a job, you know, coworkers are infamous for this, nigga.
But I think
it'd be 6 in the morning. Nigga just start telling you all the shit his wife did last night. Nigga tell you like, God damn, nigga, I just woke up, bro.
I think that's the point where you're missing. I think a lot of people just be wanting to be heard. Yeah, a lot of people just want to talk. It's not even the fact that they're looking for a solution at that point. They're just like, damn.
They got therapists for that. You paid them and they will listen.
I know. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, for me, but you can come holler at me if you down and out. That's all I'm saying is to the people that I'm talking to. It's not about, because I'm going to tell you fast if I don't want to just keep hearing this shit.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to keep it real with you. Us three, I've been around. I done talked to both of y'all on some different type shit. The way we carry ourselves, a lot of people feel like they can't just talk to us. And so sometimes we got to learn how to set boundaries on certain things too. Like, sometimes we may have to say like, look, not right now. It's kind of early. Let me get at you later. So that's on us, where we got to, like you said, if it's 6 in the morning, bro, we just woke up an hour ago. Let me chill.
I'd have been that friend where I just let people just vent, and I just take it in.
Now you feeling fucked up.
And now you fucked up. Like, they feeling better now because they got it off their chest. But that energy transfer, they just dumped all of that negative energy onto you, and now you walking around fucked up, pissed off. You was having a good day. You ain't had a problem in the world. Now you just took on this person's problems from a week argument with his damn wife or a weak argument with her husband. She feeling happy now. Now you all fucked up. Your battery is drained.
Now, I agree with that, but that's why I said maybe after one time, you just got to shut it down or you let people know you're not going to keep doing that, because I think in even different states in China and shit, you can't. That's why they shit probably so high about suicide, because you can't even talk about your problems to other people. Mm. That's like, I think it's I forgot what they call it, but it's basically like you selfish because you would dump your problems on me and stuff like that. Okay. But the only thing is, I can see if you have to see it in a positive light, that far as you, if you got a lot of people that want to come to you.
They trust in you?
Nah, not even the fact that they trust in you. They trust your mind more than their own mind. They're coming to ask you. That's low-key a blessing in a sense to where it's like, damn, viral. Everybody coming to you because
you speak
your mind is not even that. They feel like your mind is so brilliant that they want to come and keep getting advice from you. Not saying that you got to keep giving
sure.
But that's still a gift in a sense, in my opinion, if you want to try to look at it in a positive, I don't mind,
but
because
you
coming to me,
though.
It's where like, I could have went to anybody in the world, but I came to you or you to holler at you, and I wanted your perspective. The only person I thought of was your mind, and I trusted your mind before my own, so.
That's a bar. Yeah.
No, it is.
That's
but
a bar.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm saying it's a privilege to be around, having a circle of men that you can talk to, like being a part of a men's group. And that's why I'm saying, you're only as strong as your circle. You know what I'm saying? If I can't fall back on y'all, where I'm gonna really go get it? I mean, I can say pray, look it up myself, solve it myself. But it's good to have a good core of friends that you can definitely bounce ideas off of and have a circle of trust with. That's really like low key key at the end of the day.
Yeah, man. So we're gonna end this one on this note, man. Men's mental health is serious. You know what I'm saying? Figure out what you got to do to cope with yourself. Try to figure out. Being positive and negative is serious. It's an underlying thing that you don't see, and you choose to create your reality in a sense. But everybody out there that's fighting it, stay strong. I wish y'all the best. It's all love from the viral way. We the viralists, and we moving up, man. Stay strong and keep leading the way. Y'all got any last words?
Man, shit. Man, y'all, listen, y'all need help. They got numbers out there. If not, hit Viral Messiah. They got your back. Like
email
us
at the Viral Way.
But if y'all emailing us, I ain't gonna lie, we're gonna need some.
No, that's what I'm saying. We'll be your therapist for a fee, cuz you feel me? Cuz we gotta compensate.
Not even just with the talk. Y'all see how Cub built out here? We really out here on these workouts.
Programming,
we can get out here and show y'all something that's gonna change everything. That dopamine that you think you getting, man, ain't nothing compared to that.
Nah, it ain't.
That's facts.
Talk to him. The Viral Way. Or no way. The separation is here.
Yes, sir.
Raise the bar.
Bang.
Bang, baby.
Ain't no handouts. I did it from the ground up. In the streets, thugging hard is where they found us. Got a problem, nigga. Watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too. And you a lame, though. You niggas ain't outside. Yeah, we came through. You want your lights up? We put you on the shack.